Oral farm leases in the state of Illinois are considered year-to-year contracts and do offer tenants some protection. Not enough, in his mind, says University of Illinois Extension Agricultural Law Specialist Don Utman, but some protection nonetheless.
Illinois law has evolved in such a way as to protect farm operators who have entered into oral leases and remain in possession of land year after year on the basis of a handshake. Sometimes those relationships deteriorate. Sometimes the land is sold or inherited, and the relationship between the new owner and the tenant is not as good. Perhaps there's a desire to change a tenant on the part of a new landowner. The tenant is protected by being treated as a person with a lease, even though because of certain contract rules about what's in writing, what has to be in writing generally, even though they might otherwise not have a lease, Illinois law treats them as having an estate in that land, a tenancy. So they then become entitled to notice, written notice, at least 4 months before the lease term in order for that lease to be to be terminated.
Generally speaking, an oral lease in the state of Illinois runs from March the 1st to the last day of February. Now, this means the intent to terminate must be delivered no later than October 30th. Illinois law also specifies how the written notice is to be delivered. Generally, Utman writes in an article on the subject that can be seen on the FarmDoc website, generally, the courts rigidly adhere to these notice requirements. He says courts have held that the written notice must be timely, must be signed by one having some authority, and must accurately describe the property. There are other requirements for the termination of the oral lease, too. You can see them at the FarmDoc website. The address is www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. Now, sometimes the termination papers are delivered after fall tillage, fertilizer, or herbicide applications have taken place, or a fall-seeded crop like winter wheat has been sown. Oral leases do offer some protection for the tenant in these cases, says Don Utman.
Illinois law with regard to the fall-seeded crops does give the tenant an opportunity to come back. Let's say a new tenant took over on March 1, but the wheat is to be harvested in June. Illinois law gives that old tenant the right to come back and harvest that wheat crop which that old tenant planted in the fall before the new tenant took over. That is a right called the Doctrine of Emblems that Illinois law recognizes.
As for the fall field work, tillage, herbicide, or fertilizer applications, that's a much more difficult legal question. There are no tenant rights specifically offered under Illinois law to holders of oral farm land leases that have been terminated. Don Utman, U of I law specialist, urges tenants and landlords alike to convert oral leases to written leases. There are example forms on the FarmDoc website that can be used and modified to meet individual needs. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.